You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Cheer a superstar.
And that one's deep. Right center. Christian Yelich has tied it.
You are Locked On Brewers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Larson. Find me on Twitter at Cheesehead Talks, also at Locked On Brewers, and Facebook.com/Locked On Brewers as well. Wanted to get into today the comments and the press conference given by David Stearns. The Brewers GM or president of baseball operations or whatever his title will be when they promote him. He's talking about the season that was kind of wrapping up and the off season ahead for the Brewers, which of course will be the major focus of this podcast for a while now. And so we'll talk about that. Also, some awards already starting to trickle in for Corbin Burnes and Devin Williams. We'll highlight that as well with this particular episode of Locked On Brewers. Tomorrow on the show, Dr. Scott will join us. Good conversation regarding regarding Brandon Woodruff and what he needs to do or how he can make it consistently further in starts for the Brewers. He always starts well, but then putters out. Not all the time, but sometimes. So what can the Brewers do about that? And so then we'll talk about that, and then we will talk about Lorenzo Cain as well, and talk about Cain and you know what would have happened if he would have played this year. How would things have been different? So we'll talk about that on tomorrow's show. Looking forward to that. So on Monday, David Stearns met with the media, and as they do these days in the age of COVID with remote questions and that sort of thing, and talked about the season. And you know, the thing I always like about David Stearns, I don't really ever get the sense, and maybe people who cover the team on a day-to-day basis up close and talk to him, you know, there's always a level of BSing that has to take place between management and the media or coaches in the media or players in the media because it just, yeah, it is what it is. You have to protect your team and things like that. But David Stearns, as far as general managers go, is pretty honest. You know, I do find that. I thought Doug Melvin always was too. You know, that he wouldn't beat around the bush too much, and he'd kind of tell you what was going on. And I always appreciated that. So you know, he basically said earlier before the playoffs started that he was joking about how none of his moves worked this year, and it's true. You know, they didn't, unfortunately. Not in a big time way anyway. I mean, you could argue. Actually, I'm trying to think now who did work besides the Jerko kind of worked, and bringing in Daniel Vogelbach worked. But other than that, yeah, you know, not much, right? So it's a rough go, but it's also say it with me one more time, short sample size. It's only 60 games. It's third of the season, you know, and it's not just his moves. We all know, and we'll say it till we're blue in the face. Christian Yelich and Keston Hira need to be a lot better, and they were not this year. So not all on Stearns there. But, you know, this will be a really interesting offseason. I think one of the biggest determination factors as to whether or not Stearns will be successful at this juncture of his Brewers career is how does he react to 2020? Because I know, you know, the common fan will probably go, well, you got to rehaul it again and bring a bunch of people in. And, well, do you? I mean, again, Omar Narvaez did not have a good year. He was bad at the plate. But his career would suggest that he's not a bad player, that he should be able to hit on par with a guy like Yasmani Grandal. That was all the talk coming into the season, right? He's offensively, he's the same as Yaz. Defensively, not even close. That was the talk. Well, I think he focused a lot on his defense. Now, did that take a lot out of his offense? You know, maybe. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, that'll be the narrative, but I don't know how true that is. He just was lost at the plate for some reason. But, you know, I can't imagine that a guy like that just will lose it for the rest of his life as a hitter. That's the funny thing about baseball players. You know, they go through wretched slumps and then they can get it back. And so, you know, how do you react to that if you're the Brewers? Do you stick with Omar Narvaez? I tend to think, yeah, you can't react to a 60-game season. It's just hard to do. It'd be a mistake, I think, to treat this as a, you know, as a full season, because it just obviously wasn't. So, you know, you got a decision there, and you talk about Eric Lauer, you know, what's going to happen with him? How do they treat that? He had a couple of blow-up starts, and he was never seen from again. You know, he went down to Appleton. And so, you know, he's still around. They've still got a lot of club control over him. You know, what happens with those guys? How do you fit Luis Urias into the picture next year, given that Orlando Arcia seems like a guy you'd want to bring back? For his defensive prowess and the fact that he was, you know, maybe one of your best offensive players this year. It's not saying much, but it's true. So those types of decisions, you know, you're going to have to figure out a way to take 2020 into account, but probably more often than not, consider a guy's entire career as you make these decisions about next year. And then, you know, the big decisions we all know about. Ryan Braun, $15 million mutual options. If he wants to play, the buyout for the Brewers is $4 million. Well, regardless, the Brewers buyout is $4 million. You know, so that's the option there. Well, if Braun wants to play and, you know, you're already spending $4 million, you know, maybe he's offer him $6 or $7, you know, I don't know. I don't know what he would be worth even on the open market, but maybe you can offer him somewhere in that range and say, hey, we're already dumping $4 million into this guy anyway. Why not a one-year deal at $6, $7 million and bring him back? I don't know. You know, that's just I'm spitballing here. I don't know what to make of that. But, you know, that could be one thing the Brewers do. Jed Jerko, $4.5 million. Is he worth it to bring back? Well, maybe. You know, maybe he's your starting third baseman. And he showed enough this year to say, yeah, he should be your everyday third baseman. It's a club option, so the Brewers have total control over whether or not they want to exercise that. Eric Sogard, $4.5 million? Probably not. Ben Gamel, $2.55 million? Maybe, you know. Ben Gamel, I mean, you know, that's, again, on the Brewers' purview. They can say, yep, we'll pick that up, and that's their choice. So, you know, these are the decisions that need to be made. Let's see, the Braun is within 5 days after the World Series. And I guess the other options are as well within 5 days of the World Series here. So it's coming up. I mean, not tomorrow, but it's coming up. Those are decisions that Stearns will have to make. And then, you know, arbitration, Alex Claudio, you know, do they offer him an arbitration deal, or do they accept salary arbitration without Alex Claudio? That's going to be a decision that we'll hear about soon enough. Corey Knebel, you would imagine that they will. But, you know, you just don't know. And then what about the payroll? You know, it was $125 to $135 million, depending on what your accounting looks like in 2019 for the Brewers. It was projected to be $97 million before the pandemic struck in 2020. And then, of course, the players and owners came to a deal at 60 games. And so it wasn't as much, but there were no fans. And, you know, how that all works out on the balance sheet for the Brewers, I don't know. But, you know, Stearns talked about, well, everybody is, you know, he thinks it's a possibility that everybody's budgets in the entertainment industry, baseball, entertainment, whatever, are going to be tighter. You know, what does that mean? We don't know. And I think intentionally so, because he doesn't know. I don't think Stearns knows. So in a normal year, you'd kind of factor in all these decisions and, you know, with all the options of whether or not you're going to pick them up or what you're going to do with arbitration with some players. And that's hard enough. But now you just have no idea what to do or what Mark Adonasio will say you can do, because it's, you know, there's just a lot to think about there. They're already giving out $1.75 million in buyouts to Justin Smoke and Brock Holt. And the buyout for Jerko is $1 million. Sogard's is $500,000. Sogard's probably a no-brainer to buy him out at $500K. But, you know, this is going to be fascinating to watch decision by decision how these, you know, all of these decisions are made for the Brewers going forward. And again, what weight do they put on 2020? You know, that is the big one for me. I can't imagine it's too much. I don't see how you can put too much weight into 60 games and make all these future decisions as opposed to what these guys have all done throughout their careers. You know, do I want to see them not make any moves? Of course not. You want to see them make some moves. You want to see the offense, you know, have a chance. But you do have to, you do have to assume, and you do, right, that they will get better internally, because not all these guys, not even nearly all, in fact, most of them will probably have a bounce back year next year. And so that'll mean great things for the offense. You know, on the flip side, will the pitching be as good? Probably not, because that's not the way it ever works, is it? You know, you think they're going to be pretty good, but they still have questions on the rotation. You know, Brett Anderson was a one-year deal, so, you know, what do you do in that spot? Do you go out and find another solid free agent to come in and try and fill a role there? You know, Burns and Woodruff are going to be there for you. Lindblom, you know, had some good outings to end the season, so maybe there's some promise there, but, you know, not somebody you can at all count on, but he's going to be there because he signed a contract for 3 years. So, yeah, there's a lot to do. And, you know, with David Stearns, basically all he talked about on Monday was, well, we just don't know what's going to happen. You know, don't know what the environment's going to look like. And it's not BSing because they don't know. And I don't know how many solid concrete thoughts you can have on it going into next year. One other decision that's going to be a big one is the DH, right? We assume that it will be around, that we've seen the last of pitchers hitting in Major League Baseball. But, you know, they're not going to make that official for how long. It's going to have to be fairly soon because clubs have to make decisions. It affects your roster bigly, in a big time way. So that'll be a big piece of news coming up whenever it comes, probably November, December timeframe for Major League Baseball. So anyway, just some thoughts on that and Stearns. I mean, again, not a lot came out of that press conference really, except it just makes you think about all of the decisions that he has to make, you know, coming into this offseason for the Brewers. And the thing about Stearns and the Brewers is that no matter what, even in a weird year, even in a year with a lot of you know, uncertainty, they'll probably have a couple of trades up their sleeves here. They'll be able to do something to shake up the roster a little bit. I just wouldn't expect any big-time free agents. I just don't think that's going to happen, especially not after last year and now COVID. Just not going to happen. So a couple awards for Brewers pitchers. We'll touch on that next. You're Locked On Brewers. We need delivery services more than ever these days with the COVID around, and Postmates is there for you. Anytime, 24/7, 365, they deliver within the hour, and they're awesome. So check them out. You can log on to the iOS app for Postmates and Android. They're all over the place for you, and really a great service for you. Again, any store, whether it's food or whether it's groceries, they get it to within your door within the hour. Really something. So for a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for the first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code Locked On. That's code Locked On for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with code Locked On. All right, before we go, a couple of awards locally handed out to the Brewers. The Baseball Writers Association local chapter named Corbin Burns the team MVP. Devin Williams, the team's best pitcher, the pitcher of the year for the Brewers. Jed Jerko named the top newcomer. Eric Yardley won the Unsung Hero Award, and Josh Lindblom won the Good Guy Award, i.e. Mr. Congeniality. So that's good. But you know, notice a trend there? Pretty much all pitchers. Why? Because they couldn't hit. No one could hit. But Burns is a great story. He underwent LASIK eye surgery. He worked in the lab. He came into the year complete wild card and ended up with a dominant season, short as though it might have been. 4-1, 2.11 ERA, 88 strikeouts in 59 and two-thirds innings over 9 starts and 12 appearances. Burns finished second in strikeouts per 9 and fourth in ERA among NL pitchers overall who worked at least 50 innings. And a disappointing ending. Would have loved to have seen him at least get a shot in the playoffs against the Dodgers. Too bad. But most valuable player. And then they had to recognize Devin Williams for being just an incredible rookie pitcher. Struck out 53% of hitters he faced. All-time big league record for pitcher who worked at least 7 innings in a season. Williams, 27 innings in 22 games, allowed only 1 earned run in his second appearance of the year. Just incredible, right? So just well-deserved honors, and I would expect some more honors to flow their way as well, as they should. And it's all on the pitching side for the Brewers here in 2020. That's for sure. But, you know, better than nothing. We'll take it. Brewers, you know, doing well on that side of the ball. And at least you have that certainly to build on as we've talked about going into the year 2021. So that'll do it for the show today. Well, again, we'll have Dr. Scott on tomorrow. We'll talk about Brandon Woodruff and how he can become dominant, how he can become and take that next step to get consistently into the late innings for the Brewers. Plus, what kind of difference would Lorenzo Cain have made in 2020 for the Brewers? So we'll talk about those topics and any other Brewers news that's important. We'll do it tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Then you can always find me on Twitter at Cheesehead Talks or at Lockdown Brewers or Facebook.com/Lockdown Brewers. Give us a shout and a comment. We'd love to talk and interact there. And we'll give you your daily Brewers fix once again tomorrow. I'm Ben Larson. Thanks for joining us. This is Lockdown Brewers, part of the Lockdown Podcast Network.